We're starting a show now called The Mystic Pete Chronicles, and I'm Mystic Pete. Every week, through interviews with thought leaders, visionaries and creatives, and stories, music and humor, we'll do some deep ponders in this time of great change, and have some fun. If you'd like more information about today's guests, or to be interviewed for the show yourself, I'm at mysticpete.com. Today I'm featuring two very important performing venues, both relatively recently opened. The Wallace Annenberg Center for the Performing Arts, aka The Wallace, and the Eli and Edith Broad Stage at the Santa Monica College Performing Arts Center, aka The Broad Stage. If you haven't been to both of these remarkable places, which are easy to get to and have easy parking, I would suggest you reassess your life decisions. Towards the end of the show, I'll feature two important local musicians, Nahum and Felt Moon. First, though, a story by the extraordinary Mike Bone. Please stay tuned.
Normally, the stories I read here, I write myself, but this was actually written by my very good friend, Don Eduardo Kuttner, who's changed cosmic address about 4 years ago. This has to do with the making of a labyrinth at his home in Salome, Arizona. This is called When Can We Sign Up? Perhaps it is Salome that brings out this sort of reaction in its residents. Or it is prompted by a world-earned reputation as outside agitators, or our founding a historical society that states unabashedly its intent is to perpetuate rumor and innuendo as valid content and subject matter. Once the remainder of the field was dragged and removing the scattered weeds that surrounded the area, the unadorned piles of rocks were visible. While 98% of the local population would readily admit to minding their own business 99.5% of the time, by the third day we were back in town, they started coming by casually. "How are you feeling?" was almost always the opening thrust to engagement of a conversation. "Always good to be vertical," is Don Eduardo's rejoinder these days. 50% of the time, it appears to satisfy the questioners, even if they don't understand what it refers to. However, in regard to the rock pile formation design, the pain-in-the-ass innocent bystanders aren't here to make idle conversation with the Don. Despite their casual laid-back style, this set of questions has an edge. They're looking for an answer. I'd like to think that they are seeking a straight answer, but as stated, this is Salome. We are the official purveyors of rumors and innuendo. The sudden appearance of an organized pile of local geological remnants makes a straight answer seem off the mark, probably pointless in the grand scheme of things. And something about this smacks of being connected to the grand scheme of things. So a different type of approach to both question and answer will be required. Jack, who is 88, didn't even flick his wrist toward the rocks when he said, quote, I've been waiting a long time for something like this, end quote. His gentle smile slowly growing from his lips and settled in his eyes where I can detect a glimmer of excitement come over his face. I even made a welcome sign. My mother told me it was the second one I ever drew. The first one had been for William Jennings Bryan, the former presidential candidate and the most famous person to ever come through town, end quote. Bryan signed the welcome sign, and Jack said he kept it for his entire childhood. The second sign was never acknowledged, never used, and never signed, and quite possibly never even seen by those for whom it was intended. Jack said he lost track of what happened to that second sign, but it was a short copy and could be recreated in a very short notice. Huh? Was Don Eduardo's well-considered response. After four or five more beats of dead silence than was required, Jack ventured further into his questioning with a touch more directness. Do you know when they're expected? The dead silence lasted for at least seven beats. Could have been ten. I was ready to go with them even back then. Now I'm even more ready. Boy, am I ready. I'm not even going to bother with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich this time. Don Eduardo looked into Jack's eyes. He wasn't having him on. Jack was serious. So, when can we sign up? Sign up? My old man said they probably didn't stop to pick us up because we failed to sign up on their first stop here. For years, he had told me they would be coming. Right here in Harkivar, a suburb of Siloam. The Don was certain he had banished any hint of sarcasm. That's right. Alien landing. First contact. Probably no sexual contact right away. They probably got that out of the way on the dark side of the moon with one of those Apollo astronauts. That guy Buzz Aldrin seemed pretty confused after he came home from his moonshot. You want some company? It will be a great trip. It could change some things around here and be available to check out some of the galaxies, Don Eduardo offered. No, thanks. I'll be waiting at my window ready to come over when they land. We won't know how much room they'll have available. Suit yourself. Good luck. Have a great trip. If you have a moment, send me a VR 3D postcard. You wouldn't happen to know what the Earth's postal code is, would you? Jack wondered. I wouldn't worry about it. The postal mistress at the Siloam post office always manages to figure it out no matter how bad the handwriting is. You're probably right. An alien landing site right next door, twice in a lifetime. How lucky can an old geezer get? Remember to thank those city friends of yours. This opportunity means a lot to me. Have a good trip, Jack, Don Eduardo called out as he headed back to his trailer. Above his head, at about 40,000 feet, an ivory-white cloud formation began forming with a twisting, tumbling funnel barreling down toward the labyrinth. Don Eduardo figured they would be back with or without Jack. As long as he was in Siloam, he had other opportunities for alien abduction. Some places offer traffic signals and sidewalks. Others, like Siloam, provide unique sister city travel prospects.
The Wallace Annenberg Center for the Performing Arts is a dynamic cultural hub and community resource where local, national, and international artists share their artistry with ever-expanding audiences. The campus, located in the heart of Beverly Hills, California, is committed to robust and distinctive presentations and educational programs curated with both creativity and social impact in mind. Distinguished by its eclectic programming that mirrors the diverse landscape of Los Angeles and its location in the entertainment capital of the world, the Wallace has produced and presented more than 275 dance, theater, opera, classical music, cinema, and family programs since its doors opened in October of 2013. More information at thewallace.org. The Wallace's season launches on Saturday, March 12th, 7:30 p.m. And then again, Sunday, March 13th at 3 and 7 p.m. with Musique and Rachel Warby's Sunrise on Sunset. Musique is spelled like the word muse and then I-Q-U-E. So Musique and Rachel Warby features an ensemble of LA's finest instrumentalists and singers. This event is an experience of fabulous music, history, and a rediscovery of Los Angeles, the City of Angels, in this Wallace debut. Warby and Musique are best known for creating transformative musical adventures, illuminating the music that shapes people's lives. By reimagining the traditional format of the live classical orchestral experience, Musique blends musical performances seamlessly with researched curation. That's March 12th and March 13th at the Wallace. On March 3rd, Bridge to Everywhere. Los Angeles-based chamber ensemble Bridge to Everywhere, led by artistic director Derek Sky, performs a cross-cultural program of contemporary music that reflects our interconnected world and explores connections found across diverse musical traditions, including Hindustani, Carnatic, classical music, traditional West African music, American folk music, Arabic music, Western classical music, and jazz. The group strives to build bridges between instruments, genres, cultures, and people. We'll now hear music related to the Bridge to Everywhere program. We'll hear Interplanetary Kisses by Dimitris Malis, Side by Side by James Waterman, and Unveiled This Heart by Derek Sky. He's the artistic director.
Thank you. has been unveiled, this heart luminous
you.
keeping on feeling it. See, you're keeping on feeling it. You're keeping on feeling it.
That was music related to Bridge to Everywhere, which will be performed on March 3rd at The Wallace. More information at thewallace.org. Shai Wozner will perform piano on March 5th at The Wallace. Shai Wozner has attracted international recognition for his exceptional artistry, musical integrity, and creative insight. His performances of a broad range of repertoire reflect a degree of virtuosity and intellectual curiosity that have made him a favorite among audiences and critics, who admire his keen musical mind and deep musical soul, says NPR's All Things Considered. On the program March 5th will be Beethoven's popular Diabelli Variations. Beethoven tested his creative powers when he accepted Anton Diabelli's invitation to compose variations for piano on his simple C major waltz. The proceeds were used to support orphans and widows of the Napoleonic Wars. Now we'll hear a part of the work that Shai Wozner will perform on March 5th at The Wallace. Here is Beethoven's 33 Variations on a Waltz by Diabelli, Opus 120, or at least a few of the variations. This recording is performed by Rudolf Buchbinder. ¶¶ So that's some of the music you'll hear performed by Shai Wozner at The Wallace on March 5th. More information at thewallace.org. From March 12th to March 19th, there'll be a show called Rapunzel Alone. This looks really interesting. And then on March 18th and 19th at The Wallace, Diavolo and the Veterans Project, performed by a cast of military veterans and civilian dancers. This piece retraces the epic journey of a group of soldiers advancing through a landscape of battlegrounds, revealing how they face danger and meet adversity through individual feats of strength and resilience, and eventually find unity and a sense of belonging that gives meaning to their personal sacrifice and service to the greater good. That's March 18th and 19th. More information at thewallace.org. Then also at The Wallace, March 24th through 26th, Bedtime Stories. Meet Lily, a precocious young girl. Her father, Max, and doting grandfather, George, both master storytellers. Every night before bed, Lily enters a fantastical universe created just for her, where she encounters a host of strange and menacing creatures. More information at thewallace.org. So now let's talk about the Broad Stage. They opened their doors in October of 2008. The Broad Stage is an artist's dream and an audience's delight. I've been there many times, great acoustics, wonderful venue. Here's a calendar for the Broad Stage for the next few weeks. The Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra, LACO, performs Bach's Goldberg Variations for String Orchestra, led by concertmaster Margaret Bacher. That's Saturday, March 12th, 8 p.m., the Broad Stage in Santa Monica. Then on Thursday, March 10th, at the Broad, Jacob Joseph Orlinsky, who's a countertenor, that's a very high male voice, it's extraordinary, will perform a wide-ranging program featuring works by Handel, Purcell, and a wonderful selection of Polish songs. Then on Tuesday, March 15th, mezzo-soprano Elena Garancha will perform with Malcolm Martineau on piano, one of the most sought-after singers on earth, according to the New York Classical Review. Then on Friday, March 11th, Delfeo Marsalis and the Uptown Jazz Orchestra. This looks really good. And lastly, Saturday, March 19th, Takach Quartet with Julian Labro. We're going to hear Bach's Sleepers Awake, the very famous, performed by Kitaro Fukama, which will be one of the selections that the Takach Quartet will perform, arranged for quartet. Thank you. Now we're going to hear a portion of Bach's Goldberg Variations performed on piano by Simone Dinnerstein. Remember, you can hear the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra perform that arranged for string orchestra on March 12th. But Simone Dinnerstein is going to be performing the same piece by Bach herself on piano on Sunday, March 27th at the Broad. So there you go.
Thank you.
next a piece by Andrew Bela, an old friend and fantastic musician and one heck of a nice guy, with his new project called Felt Moon. The Big Mind Records release is available on all streaming platforms. This piece is called Not All Those Who Wander Are Lost. Then we'll hear a piece by Nahum called New Normal. He'll be playing a live acoustic show at the Art Bar LA March 3rd, 8:30 p.m. That's 12010 Venice Boulevard. You can find out more about his music at soullovesmusic.com.
Flying free without worry or a care, not going anywhere. Not all those who wander are lost. Not all those who wander are lost. I had a dream to be a traveler overseas, no way to keep me down. Somewhere to roam. I looked for the key to unlock misery, lighten up the load, open to the road. Not all those who wander are lost. 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 Never gonna die. Never gonna die. Never gonna die.
There's a moment when I break up all night and out of shape. There's a moment when I lose, got nothing to do. I don't give up, I try to fight. Shaking my mind, nothing more to say. Fading away. Hold my hand and tell me everything will be okay. Things will go stuck. can't find a place to change my luck. I got to break free. Please hop into me. One day I won't be around. One day I won't share a sound. Still I really loved you all. I'll hold you when you fall.
We are coming to the end of the show called The Mystic Pete Chronicles. You can find me at mysticpete.com and Mystic Pete on social media. We've talked a lot about the Wallace and the Broad, and I've introduced you to a couple of great local musicians. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week with the best of talk radio. Mystic Pete out!